ever.
Atoro Island is a boat ride away from Dili, the capital of East Timor. The people of Atoro live on maize and a shrinking number of fish. The district pastor is addressing a formal gathering on the island. He's explaining when his grandfather fished, he used to go up to his waist and catch plenty. When his father fished, he had to go up to his chest. Now they're in over their heads and still can't catch enough fish. The pastor was leading the villagers' pledge to change the way they use the sea, for the fish and for new ecotourism ventures. To protect the reef, fisherman Matthias explains they're banning fishing and any damage to the coral with a tarabandu.
Tarabandu is what our ancestors have been practicing, and tarabandu is to protect the area. And for people who break the rule, like the tarabandu rule, they get fined, but for people who don't, they're good.
Surprisingly, Timorese only consume about 6 kilos of fish per person per year. Compare that with something like 17 as a global average and 27 in Indonesia. And they desperately need to eat more fish. So over half the children here are stunted, so they don't grow properly due to nutrition problems.
World Fish, the international research organisation, is helping the Timorese, and here the Atoro Islanders improve their fish consumption. Dr. David Mills is with World Fish and based at the Australian Research Centre for Excellence of Tropical Reefs in Queensland.
Fish is something that can be really beneficial, particularly in the first 1,000 days of life. So from conception through to age 2, there's a lot of formative development that happens, and the nutrition that fish can offer can be really beneficial in that time.
Why is fish such a low part of their diet? Do they not have the craft?
Yeah, so there's multiple issues there. There's some cultural ones. There are cultural norms where pregnant women and children don't eat fish. But more broadly, I guess the capacity to fish is low. So there's there's very narrow reefs because of very steep shorelines. There's a very low number of larger fishing boats in the country. So perhaps due to occupation in the past by colonial powers, they've done the offshore fishing. And there's very few offshore fishing boats now. I also suspect that the offshore waters here are not as productive as many around this area, but there's research to be done there.
Dr. Mills has set out buoys strung with ropes that attract fish that can be caught without damaging the reef.
One of the problems here is that the reef fisheries are overexploited. The guys with the small canoes have access to the reef, but they don't really have access to the ocean fisheries. So if you anchor these bits of habitat offshore, effectively it just brings in some of those oceanic fish and makes them puts them within reach of the guys with the small canoes and the small fishing capacity.
And the best fish they could catch would be, say, sardines.
Yeah, so the sardines are great. They're probably the most important for food security now. They're a small fish that has a very short life cycle, so that's really good for sustainability. They're also, because they're a small fish, people eat them whole, and that is fantastic. So when bones are eaten, you get calcium. When the brain or the eyeballs are eaten, you get extra iron, you get vitamin A, you get zinc. There's a whole lot of extra nutrients that are desperately needed in this country.
Now we have a protected area, and at the moment we don't see the difference, but later, like in the future, our kids, our grandkids will see the difference. Like there will be a lot of fish in this protected area.